欢迎大家参加今天的电话会议。主持人，您可以开始了。
好 ，Hi，good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited Stock Code 10290200 Fourth Quarter Trading Update Conference Call. With us today are our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and Company Secretary, Mr. Johnny Yin. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call have been uploaded, and you can download the document from our website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 歡迎大家出席鐵鋼現貨香港交易所編號1029/2020年第四季度營運報告電話會議。今日出席的嘉賓代表我哋有嘅首席執行官 Yuri Makarov 先生，同埋我哋嘅助理首席財務官及公司秘書嚴兆章先生。出席嘅嘉賓暫時會預設為呢個聆聽模式。在管理層正式報告完畢之後我哋會設有答問環節，歡迎大家使用英文、國語或者普通話。廣東話發問。另外提醒大家，今次會議正在進行錄音嘅，會議用嘅公告同埋演講稿已經上載喺我哋公司網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk， 歡迎大家下載。我而家有請我哋嘅首席執行官 Makarov 先生為我哋主持會議。Okay, it's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may start.
Thank you, Kent.And very warm welcome to everybody who's participating on this call. And I'm very pleased to announce that in this quarter our production is increased. We are operating now at 87% of our full capacity, which is 3% higher than it was in previous quarter. Our year capacity is 85, which is also, I think, quite a good figure. In this quarter, we have some problems with shipments through the Russian-Chinese border, but we successfully divert part of our shipments to the seaborne trade. We have done it previously, but it was more kind of an investigation whether it's possible or not, but...Thanks to these preparation measures in this quarter, we managed to do it in a bigger quantities. And another good bit of information is that our iron ore prices were quite stable and quite high in this quarter, which helps us to earn a bit more money than it was previous quarter and previous year.Russian ruble also helps with it 16% depreciation, and which is currently lower than it was in previous quarter. You can see financial figures, which is 20 million as a year and cash, and I'm pretty sure that Johnny, my colleague, our financial director, will later.Give you more information about it. What else should be noted is that our mining contractor, which we blamed previously, starts to operate much better. They increase the production this quarter, and we hope that they will increase it further. But...Just to be on the safe side of the operations, we are discussing implementation of the of another contractors as well as doing part of our mining with our own equipment and our own people. I think that another interesting fact is our drying unit, which is operating quite good.We were experiencing some problems last year and year before the last, but our people managed to fix some problems which we inherit from our subcontractor who built the processing plant. So drying unit is operating quite good. and it helps us to satisfy our clients. Part of them are very sensitive for the humidity in our product. Sorry. I think that that's generally all what I was going to mention in this part of my speech. I will be very happy to answer your questions, and I would like to turn to Johnny. Johnny, can you please give us more figures on finance?
Sure, thanks a lot. All right, Abura is referring to the presentation slides which we have uploaded to our website earlier today. Abura was referring to page 5 and page 7 of the slides. So if I may draw your attention to slide 9 of the presentation slides, showing the cash deposit balance and total outstanding debt of IRC. As you can see in the slide, we closed the year with a very healthy cash balance of $20 million. Now, if you look at our last quarter, our closing cash balance was around $14 million. So we managed to add $6 million onto this balance. But I would also like to draw your attention to the fact that this $10 million, after we have paid $5 million of guarantee fee to POG, our guarantor, as well as $8.6 million. Loan principal repayment as well as interest payment to Gatron Bank. So we are building up the cash we need for the year. And slide 10 shows that a very encouraging chart of the iron ore price movement. Basically, as you all know, I mean, we have a very good year in terms of iron ore market. The iron ore price has gone up by almost 80% throughout the year. So we are taking good benefit of this market sentiment. Slide 11 shows rubles. As you know, our costs are mostly denominated in rubles. So the weaker the currency is, the better our P&L will be. And we are very happy to report that the currency has depreciated by around 18% for the year. And that is, again, very helpful. Slide 12 is another interesting slide which talks about the premium between 62% and 65%. As you all know, we produce 65% iron ore, which is a premium product to a benchmark of 62%. And as you can see in the top part of the slide, we can see that the premium for this 65% iron ore is actually increasing. We closed the year with a premium of somewhere around $14, but now we are seeing a premium of $20, and at the end of this year, we are expecting that the premium will be increased to $22. Again, the higher the premium, the better we will be. And the lower part of the slide is another interesting part. Well, it's very simple to say that iron ore is the best performer in the commodity market. It outperforms the Brent, lead, copper, and all these commodities. So we are very fortunate to be operating in this iron ore market. Slide 13 shows another benefit that we are enjoying. The LIBOR rate is going down, and obviously, as you all know, we have a loan due to Gatron Bank, which is denominated in US dollar, and its interest is determined with reference to LIBOR. LIBOR has gone down quite a lot in 2020. Now it's somewhere around 0.22. So last year, the average was 2.33%. So, we are looking at a reduced reduction in LIBOR rate, and so our finance cost has also decreased. We don't have the actual financial numbers yet because it's a trading update, but we are due to announce our annual results at the end of March. By that time, I can share with you more details about P&L, balance sheet, and cash flow. That is all I have at the moment. I will pass the call back to Yura, who will summarize our competitive advantages, which is shown in slide 15 of the presentation material. Yura, can you go through slide 15 for us?
Sure, Johnny. And as you probably know,
We are situated in a very, very far eastern part of Russia, which is very close to China. Our shipment rates are quite low comparing to our competitors from Russian mainland and to the main suppliers of iron ore to China, Australia, and Brazil. Which is more important, it is not affected by the hurricane seasons, typhoon seasons. Although we have sometimes some shipment restrictions, they are much lower and less long than those one because of the typhoons. We also enjoying good price of iron ore, which is increased because of the good shape of Chinese economy. Russian ruble helps, as I mentioned previously, as well. And it is depreciating, so it helps to decrease our ruble costs. As Johnny mentioned, LIBOR is increasing as well, which is decreasing our financial spending. And finishing with what I have started, iron ore, it's a logistics demanding business. And we should not forget that sooner or later, hopefully sooner than later, we will be able to decrease our transportation costs because of the finalization of the construction of the Russian bridge, of the Amur River bridge between Russia and China. And this will also help us to deliver iron concentrate with some savings. Saying that, Johnny, I think we can shift to the Q&A, right?
Yes, please.
Hi, operator, please start Q&A.
So if you want to ask a question, please press star one in your phone or in your keyboard, and we will unmute you. Okay, so we have the first question from Luis, Dennis Capital. Okay, you can now ask your question.
Oh, what? Okay. Leo, 其實我揸咗 IRC 股票好多年㗎啦，咁啊好開心呢幾個月咧個價慢啲，咁但係其實都我覺得仲係好低嘅，咁其實可唔可以 share 下咧，到底2020年嗰個預期嗰個利潤係幾多，同埋你哋對而家股價點睇，會唔會將來會提升翻啲咁樣？
係，或者當我哋答啦，其實好多謝你一直都揸住我哋股票啦，好多謝你長期嘅支持啦。咁但係其實好不幸，我哋又唔係好方便去做一啲預測嘅喺我哋呢個情況，所以我就唔能夠講我哋2020年嘅業績俾你知。咁我哋嘅業績其實就會喺3月嘅底嘅時候咧，我哋就會公布噶啦。咁到時咧就會可以有更詳盡嘅資料可以同你分享一下嘅。 咁到時我哋都會有個investors嘅conference call咧，咁到時可以我哋再一齊去研究我哋2020年嘅業績嘅，咁就喺我哋3月底會公布。咁你哋嘅問題關於股價問題，咁其實我哋都見到個股價係有嗰個上揚嘅，其實我哋都好高興嘅。咁但係你話個股價點樣會係反映到咧？會唔會高定低咧？其實就好難講嘅，因為其實我諗你都知道啦，股價係一個 有好多嘅factors去影響嘅，不論市場上嘅其他嘅因素啦，我哋嘅表現啦，鐵礦石嘅表現啦，各方面嘢啦，咁所以就好難可以話俾到一個好實質嘅指引俾你知道股價應該點樣嘅。反而我哋作為管理層咧，最主要就係希望提升翻我哋自己要做到嘅嘢，就係增加我哋盈利啦。咁自然咧就會可以令到公司個業績會好啲咧。咁我相信股價都會有表現會好啲嘅。
哦，好啊，好啊，唔該。但我想問多句，我想問下你哋會唔會有咩派息嘅政策？會唔會嚟緊派息，定係將來會派？可唔可以分享下？
呢個問題問得好。其實我哋個管理層或者董事局咧，其實都會一直都係好留意緊呢個派息嘅情況。咁當然你都知啦，我哋過往幾年咧，其實都係虧本嘅。咁我哋今年上半年就開始盈利啦。咁我哋下半年嘅數字，正如我所講，又未公布得。咁但其實董事局亦都係好着重呢、這個派息呢樣嘢嘅。咁所以我哋會考慮，如果喺適當嘅時候咧，喺一個係有盈餘嘅時候，我哋絕對會考慮派息嘅。咁但當然啦，派息都要考慮翻回報股東同埋即係令到公司有一個長遠發展，要取得一個平衡之下嚟派息嘅。咁暫時呢刻嚟講，我哋答你冇一個詳細數字可以為之派到幾多息。咁但係我哋會喺適時公布俾你知嘅。
哦，好啊，好啊，唔該曬，唔該曬。
唔該，唔該。
我冇問題啦，唔該。
Thank you， 唔該曬。
Okay, so next question is coming from a private investor, Mr. Sharma. You can now ask your question.
Hi, I wanted to know more about the iron ore price. What is your view on the iron ore price?
Right, Yura, let me take this question, if you don't mind.
Sure, Danny.
Well, again, I think we are not in a position to make any forecast because, you know, the market is so dynamic. But at the beginning of the year, obviously, you know, with COVID and all the global trade tensions, the market sentiment was generally quite pessimistic. But then, as you all know, we have seen this, you know, very nice price rally in the 2020. Obviously,
right.
As you know, this is caused by some supply disruptions caused by COVID, in particular the supply in Brazil, as well as a very strong demand from China after, you know, they come up with the COVID situation and then they lead the process in the recovery of the business. So I think it's a classic example of, you know, short supply and strong demand. And it's just very difficult to make any concrete forecast as to, you know, what the direction of the market will be. Obviously, as you know, we have seen some corrections of iron ore price yesterday or 2 days ago. But I think, you know, we have seen such a healthy increase in the past year or so that, you know, this kind of small adjustment is also healthy to the iron ore price on a longer term. So I hope this answers your question.
Well, the price actually is very strong at the moment. And I just want to know, are you looking into the ideas of hedging?
Yeah, again, a very good question. Well, I think indeed we are pleasantly surprised for a strong iron ore price, and we are also encouraged by the outlook in 2021. Well, given that the forward curve suggests good price level for the remainder of 2021. But obviously, you know, as usual, the forward curve is displacing a backwardation pattern, but this has always been the case. But nevertheless, the forecast iron ore price for 2021 remains very strong, so we are very happy about this. Well, obviously, it would be nice to lock in a price at such a price level, but unfortunately, in practice, well, it's not that simple. Let's say we use zero-cost collar to do the hedging. The price protection available in the market is not that high, and so, well, it's very difficult to get any meaningful hedges. Obviously, the nature of the zero-cost collar means that, you know, you have to give up certain upside potential. So that will, you know, we just can't enter into any hedging and you know, without considering forfeiting this upside potential. And the other thing is, the term of this zero-cost collar normally is not very long. You can only hedge for, let's say, less than 12 months. So it's not easy to do some very effective hedging. Well, obviously, we can also buy put, but, you know, that will require us to pay some upfront payment. So, you know, we have to be very careful about this as well. So, in a nutshell, I think we are indeed looking into iron ore hedging, but we'll only do so if we consider that the hedging terms are favorable to ILC. I think that's the position that we are having. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's all I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to next question is from VC Investment, Mr. Henry Petrov. You can ask your question now.
Hello. I actually have two questions. One is regarding your drying unit. Could you be more specific about these mitigating measures being taken? of this unit, like what exactly are those measures and what are the costs of those measures? And you also mentioned that you resolved some of the issues you've been facing recently. It's like you finally resolved everything or you still have some problems with it?
Thank you for your question. It's Yuri Makarov. I will try to answer it. Obviously, I can give you all the details of the fixing of the problems of drying unit because it was my main headache within the last couple of years. What we have actually done, if not diving too deeply into the technical detail, we have removed as much bottlenecks as it has, which our main construction contractor leaves us. So, for example, just to give you some colors of the picture, our drying drums were not sealed, and big part of the heat was just spreading in the atmosphere, which is quite good in winter in the Russian Far East, but it's not very good for the drying of the concentrate. And we have spent quite a lot of time to identify these areas of the losing of the temperature and implementing measures of which can be done to seal the heating machine. And there were a huge amount of these small and big things which we have fixed within the last couple of years. As you probably know, we are now in the process of legal dispute with our, I will call it softly dispute, with our contractor, and hopefully we will manage to get some compensation for these problems. Your second question was, have we fixed it at all, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, yes, currently drying unit is operating quite good. We are not drying everything, so it's not at the 100% capacity. Part of our concentrate we are freezing and delivering to our clients in this form, which is okay for them. But in any case, we are not restricted with the drying unit as it was previously. So, yes, more or less it's operating satisfactory for the processing plant.
Okay. Thank you very much. And also another question is. Okay. And also another question is regarding the coronavirus situation at KNS, because as far as I know, it has been registered a lot of cases of coronavirus in Russia. So could you give us some kind of outlook? General outlook for KNS, have any measures been taken to protect the personnel and sustainability of production? How many cases have been registered, and what is the like recent situation? Thank you.
I think that we have not been affected that bad comparing to some other mines which were affected sooner than us, being in the second echelon of this disease. We managed to prepare ourselves to fight with this disease a bit effectively. We have organized kind of an isolation place for our people. We are measuring temperature. We are measuring oxygen for employees quite frequently. So we have not been affected, thank God, seriously. Almost all cases of our COVID were either without the symptoms or with the very light form of the disease, including myself. I am recovering right now. You can hear me coughing, but I have been more or less in the isolated conditions, but still capable to work. Where we have been affected is in our logistics area, because of the COVID, our Chinese partners on the border were a bit restricted with reloading facilities because many people there have been ill. But as you have seen, this situation is improving, and we are currently shipping quite a lot to China. So thanks God, in this area it's also not that bad as it could be, or in some countries. And what I would like to add is that in Russia, dynamics of the new cases is quite positive. Within last 10 days, the amount of new cases is decreasing every day, which is very positive for me and for actually for everybody. 30 days ago, we have around 29 new cases every 24 hours, and currently it's around 19,000. So I think that situation is improving quite fast. That's it about COVID on our side. Hopefully I answer your question.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Makarov. Wish you fast recovery. Stay safe.
Thank you for your questions.
Okay, so we're going to the next question from Somerset Investment, Mr. Andy Chen. You can now ask your question.
Okay, thank you. 我想問你一個問題，可以見到公司的生產就受到一啲第三方採礦承包商嘅影響，你可唔可以講下呢啲承包商嘅而家嘅情況係點咧？ 同埋你哋有冇啲咩解決嘅方案，同埋有冇時間表解決嘅方案？唔該。明白。咁我不如揾Mr.
Makarov答你，因為佢係現場，佢會清楚少少嘅情況，佢答得更加好。咁我會將你個問題轉述成為英文，我答完之後，我用翻中文再解答翻你嘅問題。Yura，this question is about mining contractors. The question is saying that, well, it seems that our production is being affected by these mining contractors. So what's going on with these contractors, and how are we going to resolve the issues, and when they could be resolved? That's the question from this gentleman.
Right. Can I answer it in English and you will translate it?
I will translate it.
Thank you. As I mentioned in my part of presentation, situation is improving within last quarter. It's still not satisfying us. That's why we are trying to implement another contractors. And we are also seriously thinking about possibility to do part of the mining operations by ourselves. So main conclusion, yes, is that contractor is improving, but we need more. I would say in this way.
Okay, understood.
Please translate the journey.
咁其實咧，Mark嘅意思就係話咧，其實咧，我哋嘅情況咧係好轉咗嘅。其實咧，正如你所睇到喺我哋嗰個公告裏邊講到啦，其實咧 Q3同 Q4嚟講咧，其實我哋嗰個 mining volume 咧，其實啲 mining contractor 都已經做緊嘢㗎啦，都已經提升咗佢哋嗰個 mining 嗰個產能嘅。咁都係進步緊嘅。其實我哋都係一直都係去 催促佢哋去加油去工作嘅，咁但係咧，其實係進步咗，但係咧都唔係話可以達到我哋所要嘅產能嘅，咁所以其實我哋都係除咗繼續去鼓勵佢哋繼續加油之外，其實我哋都會嘗試緊去請一啲另外一啲 contractor 入嚟，咁因為有好處就係第一就係可以多啲 contractor 一齊做嘢啦，第二就係其實即係有多啲 competition 咧，多啲競爭咧，咁佢哋會做得好啲啦，咁同埋咧。 我哋都考慮緊咧係自己做嘅，我哋可能會係 in-house 咁自己去做自己嘅 mining team， 自己去做呢啲 mining 嘅工作咁咯。咁喺各方面咧，我哋會即係適時去處理而家呢個 mining volume lag 嘅情況嘅。咁呢個就係我哋而家目前點去處理呢個問題嘅相對方案啦。咁希望答到你嘅問題。
Okay， 唔該。
OK， 咁因為時間有限啦，咁會議我哋宣佈到此為止。咁我哋好感謝每一位出席嘅嘉賓，希望佢哋各位都有愉快嘅一日。如果有任何人士喺會後有任何問題，歡迎聯絡我哋，聯絡方法可以參與 IRC 嘅官網 www.ircgroup.com.hk 嘅。Due to the time limitation, we are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.